Hey, everybody, welcome to a very special top five Mother's Day edition of both Soap Dish Salem style and Soap Dish Port Charles style. This week, we will be counting down our top five mothers. And joining me, I've got Dylan, Nick, and Sarah. Say hello.
Hey y'all, hey
Hey,
y'all.
y'all.
What's up?
All right, so let's kick this off. Sarah, why don't you tell us what is your number five?
My number five is more of a mother archetype because I couldn't pick just one. And it's like the meddling mother. I do consider them bad moms because they don't meddle like for the protection of their children. They meddle just because they hate certain things and want it their way.
So, like a Kate Roberts kind of a mom.
basically, so on my list, this is in no particular order, and these are the ones that came to me right away, were Kate Roberts, Rebecca Hotchkiss from Passions, and obviously Carly Spencer, or Carly Corinthos, or Carly Jones, or Carly Jack, whatever name you want to give her.
She was never
Carly's on
Jones.
here.
Don't do that to Tony.
Well, all of her names. All of her names. This is not an exhaustive list, obviously. But for me, it was, yeah, the meddling mom archetype.
I wish she
Okay.
was a meddling mom. She would be more interesting.
Yeah, it's like she never really has been much of a meddling mom. She should be, but she's not.
Carly, I think she kind of is.
When
Name them.
Well, with this whole Nina and not even
Those aren't
Nina,
her
but with
kids.
Willow. That's a fair point.
But that's not meddling, though. Like, she's not trying to scheme to keep Michael and Willow together. She's not doing anything to stop Jocelyn and Dex
Like
from
the only
fucking
time well she
constantly.
was scheming to well not I guess not
The only
scheming
time she
but
meddled with her children was when
Ava
Michael
and
was a baby,
Morgan.
and like with Ava and Morgan. And I don't even think like Ava and Morgan was really meddling because everybody and their grandmother knew that she did not approve.
Would you consider the covering up what Sonny did to AJ that?
No, because that didn't have anything to do
No.
with. That's what I'm saying. Like, Carly's the type of mother that she is not the type of mother that you would expect her to be. Because even
No,
when
at
she didn't
all.
approve of Sabrina, she didn't get in their way.
I don't even know why she didn't approve of Sabrina. I mean, I hate Sabrina. Y'all know
Yeah, that was weird.
that.
That was always weird.
But Sabrina's like
The obvious.
non-problematic. What, she's
The
racist?
I mean, well. That was the only one of his girlfriends she didn't like, and it was random.
No, she didn't like Abby. But to be fair, she didn't like Abby because Abby was older. Michael was like a
Fresh
fresh
out of high school.
young adult, fresh out of prison. So there I understood. But yeah, she never liked Abby. She never liked Kiki. I
Oh,
think
I think
Star is the only, Star and Willow are the only girlfriends
she did
of
like
Michael's.
Sasha.
She's,
She liked Sasha. They weren't together
yeah,
then,
and
but she
Sasha.
did like her.
Yeah, those are the only ones of her kids' lovers she's ever liked. But yeah, definitely Kate Roberts is on there. Rebecca Hotchkiss,
Whose mom
she's
was
on there.
she? Gwen?
Gwen's
Gwen's?
mom, yeah. She was
Oh,
played
okay.
by Andrea Evans, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, now I remember her.
Yeah, and yeah, that's my number five.
Okay, Nick, what's at number five for you?
My number five is Olivia Falconeri. She,
Excellent choice.
even though she raised Dante as a single mom, she raised a pretty decent kid. Like, Dante's got a good head on his shoulders. He keeps a stable job. If no one's messing with his brain, he's fine. And she chose to keep him away from his father. It may not have been the most moral decision, but you understand why she did it, and in the end, she was proven right because Sonny shot that man point blank in the chest. But I've always enjoyed their relationship. We don't see it as much anymore, but when they first got there, it felt really authentic to what person like Olivia would be as a mom. And like even Leo, he's new, but like he seems like a decent kid. Like like her children aren't nightmares. Like she picks terrible fathers consistently, but because she should have, why didn't she just hook up with Ned? That would have been easier.
Well, Stephen Lars should have been Leo's dad, but I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
That too. But yeah, Olivia is a good mom, and I enjoy seeing her with her son specifically. It would have been great if she had a daughter that acted like her, but we can't always have what we want. But I do enjoy her as a mom to Dante and Leo. So yeah, that's number five.
Okay, Dylan, what's number five for you?
For my number five, we're staying in Port Charles, and my number five is Anna Devane.
Oh, good
Yeah,
choice.
she's a good mom.
You want a mom who can do spy business, save the world, and save her man? You want Anna Devane. You want a mom who can show you how to inspire everlasting love, loyalty, and even obsession from multiple men? You want Anna Devane. You want a mom who is, you want a woman who is so secure in who she is that she will fix another woman's crown without ever letting anyone else know that it was crooked in the first place. A mother who will walk through hellfire and gunfire, not just for her child, but for anyone's child. You want a mother who will do all of this in heels and look breathtakingly beautiful while doing it? You want Anna Devane. Like, she's just that girl.
And who will drop kick any man who disrespects her daughter in the balls without blinking an eye.
Anna Devane. Like,
Truly an icon.
she's just an incredible mom. She's an incredible friend. She's an incredible partner. She is a great role model. And when she walks into a room, you know that mother has arrived. Like, Anna Devane, number five. That's just what that is.
Can't disagree. My number five is over in Salem, and I'm not sure if anybody will agree with this, but my number five is Paulina Price, because yeah, she's made gigantic messes with both of her kids, but everything she's done has been to protect her kids. She left Lonnie to protect Lonnie, and then even with the Chanel cover-up recently, everything she did was wrong, but she did it to protect her child. And a mom willing to go to any lengths to protect her kid, even if I hate what they're doing, I kind of rock with that. And that is why Paulina Price is my number five.
Touche,
Solid.
touche.
That's a choice. I mean, she gave valid points. I don't think Paulina is a terrible mom. Maybe a terrible. Okay, not terrible, but she's not a great person. She's a good businesswoman. I mean, everything Tony said about her mothering, yes, but Paulina is, yeah, she's something.
She's chaotic. I
Very
don't think
much
it's I
so.
don't think it's that she's a
Very.
bad person. She has tunnel vision, and it's like
Yeah.
when it comes to her babies, nothing else matters. And like the devotion is very, very admirable. It's just that sometimes,
The
sis.
thing she does in the name of that devotion has you looking at her with a bit of a side eye.
Yeah, but I
Yeah.
love her. I love her though.
Exactly. So that is why she is my number five. Sarah, who's coming in at number four for you?
My number four is a tie, and they're both over there at Bold and the Beautiful. Mind you, I don't watch Bold and the Beautiful. Haven't in years and years and years and years. But they're memorable, so they're on the list. Stephanie Forrester and Brooke Logan.
Interesting that you put them together.
I think I did that on purpose, but they're both terrible moms for different reasons. Brooke, she just loves to bed her daughter's men. To me, that's not a good mom. I don't care what your reasons are. You may love your kids, but girl, why are you sleeping with your daughter's husbands, boyfriends, whatever you want to call them? And
Leave
Stephanie.
my girl
She only
alone.
loves Ridge. She's on there because she only loves one of her children, and that's
not true. But we'll talk about that when we get to my list, because I have receipts.
You always come with receipts, and I love that about you.
I don't know. It's based on
now. Ridge is the favorite, but she.
Okay, she might love all of her children for you, but for me, it's always been very clear that, like, yes, Ridge is her favorite, and the other ones, I mean, she's got to love them because she birthed them. That's the vibe she's always given me. So those are my number four.
All right, Nick, what's number four for you?
Me and Tony are on the same page with this one, because my number four is also Paulina Price. It's
well, your reason. I mean, I guess Tony's reason also makes sense for your reason.
Yeah, she not only she'll go to hell and back for her kids, obviously. It may not always be the right way to do it, but she will protect her kids at all costs, and she don't give a shit what you think about it. But I'm like, she couldn't be a mom to Lonnie, but when she was a mom to Chanel, even when her husband passed, it seems like Chanel never went without most things. And she also, it seems like she taught Chanel how to stand on her own two feet. So when she cut her off the way she did,
Chanel was, she'd be okay.
Yeah, she knew she'd be okay. And Chanel has proven, my mother taught me how to survive. I know how to do this. Let me just get my shit together. But that was a reflection. Oh, like Chanel was just doing what kids in their 20s do. And because she had the ability to do it, and when her mother decided, you can't do this anymore, she quickly said, okay, let me act like I have some sense now. But I think that was a reflection of what she saw growing up. Her mother didn't have a lot and didn't come from a lot, but her mother made it her business to make sure that they had a roof over their head, they had clothes on their back, and they had food on the table, and her mother worked hard. So I think that was a reflection of what Chanel saw in Paulina. So yeah, that's why Paulina is my number four. She's a lot, but she's raised decent kids.
Yeah.
All right, Dylan, what's number four for you?
Number four is also in Salem, and she is no longer with us, but like her presence is still felt. And my number four is Alice Horton.
Yeah.
Right? Like Alice always had time for her kids, her grandkids, her great grandkids, and pretty much any troubled soul in Salem. That, like, if you needed a smile, a donut, a shoulder to cry on, somebody to plot with, like, she had you. She got you. And it's like she had the biggest heart, and she believed in truth and goodness, and she tried to impart that in everybody. She was not always successful, but she tried. She tried.
She tried. Bill sure wasn't shit.
Okay, listen. She could only do so. She was not a Hogwarts wizard. She could only do so much. And like, good and choice. She had some really wicked shade when it was necessary.
Oh my God, Peter Blake!
Like, listen. If Alice didn't like you, hello, you knew Peter. It. You knew it, and you did not deserve to be liked. She never disliked nobody for no reason.
She always had a reason, and I think Peter's the only one I can actively say I audibly remember her vividly disliking.
Like, her whole face was shut down.
It was literally like she smelled shit and ate a lemon at the same time.
It was so hilarious. But it's like she was a treasure, she was a gem, and she's still missed and still loved. And I think that that's like a testament to just how great of a character she was and how great of a mom she was. That's my number four.
You and me are twinning, Dylan, because Alice is my number four as well. Alice Horton, I love her so much. Because she was also, while she was the matriarch of the entire town, she wasn't your typical matriarch in that she didn't only do the typical matriarchal things. Like, yes, she sat, she listened, she made you all the delicious home goods you love so much, but she would also put a file in a cake to break you out of prison. She would also come rolling down the street in a train car to help you in an undercover mission. She would literally break and enter to help you with a good cause. Like, she is always down to commit a crime for a good cause.
And she put Tom through it.
She did.
Pop was going through it over there.
But she also was able to get you to, like, she was also able to say the things you needed to hear in moments where you might not necessarily want to hear them. And she did it with the entire town, be it her kids, her grandkids. She was the only stable parent that Jennifer had for the longest time, because Bill was just absent and Laura was gone. And so,
not Tony proven Nick's point about Bill.
Oh, Bill was absolute trash.
Bill ain't shit.
Ain't ever been shit. And that's there's literal decades of receipts to prove that. But the only reason Jennifer turned out to be a halfway decent human is because of Alice Horton. And I believe that. And then, weirdly, my favorite Alice relationship, though, is the relationship with Alice and Bo.
Yeah, I love that relationship so much.
I love that relationship.
Mrs. H.
And he's the only one ever allowed to call her that. Nick Corelli tried it a couple times, and every time it literally vexed my soul. I'm like, no, that is what Bo calls her. Nobody else can do that. And that is why Alice Horton is my number four, because she's just amazing and I love her. Sarah, what is number three for you?
My number three is my only good mom on the list. And I'm going to take a page out of Nick's book and base this on how well their child turned out. My number three is Portia Robinson. I think... I always say it on the GH podcast episode, girl, when it comes to Spencer and Trita, just leave it there, because you're not going to win that battle. But, like, she's just a good mom. Yes, perhaps her hiding the paternity of Trina's father for some people wasn't the right decision, but her reasons were valid. One, it was to protect her child from Taggart's choice of work, but then also with Curtis being an addict, it's to protect her from that. So I get it. And just Trina is such an amazing, like, person. She's a well-rounded adult. Like, she thinks before she acts on things. With Spencer, it's a little bit different. I mean, I don't think she thought about getting on the Haunted Star before she did it.
She just said, my man.
Exactly. But Trina's just a really good person overall. She's a good friend. She's a good student. Like, she just has a good head on her shoulders. And I think that's very much to do with Portia's parenting. And so that's why Portia's my number three.
All right, Nick, what is number three for you?
It could have been a tie, but you spoke on one half of them, Sarah. So I'm going to do the other half. It's Valerie Grant from Days of Our Lives.
Ooh, good pick.
She kept David's chaos away from that boy as long as she could. And Eli was pissed at her, but I get it. David wasn't stable when she met him. She wasn't stable when he wasn't stable when they were together. He wasn't stable when they broke up. He wasn't stable after she saw him again. Like, David was Julie's kid in every sense of the word. Chaos. Yes. Chaos always followed him. So
he chased chaos.
He did. So Valerie choosing to keep Eli away from his mess made complete sense. And I think Eli made peace with that. I don't think he'll ever understand it. But Eli was just a decent person. And I wish we saw more of their dynamic. Apparently she worked a lot, but it seemed like he never lacked anything. outside of a present father, she still did a lot. She was still there. And like you can go a little bit into his backstory when he got caught up with with what's her name? T-Boz's character and his
Gila?
Sheila and Russell. And they got in trouble, and Valerie intervened and said, "Hey, boy, you better get your shit together." And look, he became an FBI agent. Like he really got his shit together. So when he came as an adult, fully formed, with some common sense, it was nice to see. So yeah, Valerie and Portia were my tie, but I'm speaking on Valerie Grant. She's my number three.
All right, Dylan, what
Good
is
choice.
number three for you?
Okay, now listen.
Uh-oh. Not the qualifier even before we start. I know this might be a little controversial, but I need y'all to walk with me. Walk with me, I'm
okay?
Okay, I'll push the wheel
scared.
with you.
I'm scared because
Destiny.
No, we're getting there.
No.
But by number three, Talena Cassadine on General Hospital. Walk with me.
It's gonna be a long ass walk, but go ahead. Listen,
I'm gonna need some explaining
I'm
before I
a,
put my
let
chair in
me.
gear.
And you, she's a good mom for you.
No, she's mother.
Okay.
Mother served us looks,
Okay.
the jewels, the furs, the shoes, the ensembles, the glamour. Port Charles had never seen it before, and they haven't seen it since.
We're going
We're
by
going
Michael's
by
definition.
Michael's
Okay,
definition. Yeah,
she's
I'm like, yeah,
a mother.
this is very in
Okay.
the spirit of the Maverick.
These are
Yeah,
facts.
we have to clarify for the listeners.
And let's move on past the superficial and let's address mother's wit. Mother served us hot tea and cool shade, and we lived for it every single time. She turned her tongue loose on someone and cut them to ribbons. Like, nobody could bring you low like Helena Cassidy, except for maybe Tracy Quartermain. And when them two went at it, it was very entertaining. Wigs were snatched. It was great. Let's go to the core of her being. Mother served us revenge and vendettas and old school evil eye curses like no one else. And she was forever, forever snacking on a delicious piece of man candy. I know y'all remember Thor. Y'all remember Thor. Okay. And now to be fair, because I know y'all are like, okay, but let's be fair now. Yes, we're gonna state the obvious. She was a terrible mother to Stefan and Valentin and that little stray that nobody cares about. Was it Irina? All right, whatever her name
We
was. We don't
don't
care.
claim her. We
We
don't
don't
claim her.
Cassandra,
We don't know
though.
her.
Yeah,
We
that girl.
don't know her. We don't like her.
Girl. We don't we see she did the Lord's work. But
Oh,
Stavros, let's talk about Stavros.
God.
She literally snatched him back from Satan's right hand and breathed life back into him. And
As
while he was
creepy as those scenes were.
and I'm just saying, and while he was indisposed, well, he was indisposed. It was nap
While he
time.
was on ice, you mean?
He made it her life's mission to make everyone who had ever so much as cut the corner of their eye at him pay and pay dearly. She came in like a wrecking ball, and those people still ain't right. Like, let's call a thing a thing. And if that is not mothering, I don't know what is.
Okay, by that definition, I can rock with it.
Touche,
And
I'll give you that.
I have put my wheelchair in gear and I am rolling right along
See,
with
see,
you.
I'll walk it with me. I'll walk it with me.
Oh, God.
I'll allow it.
All right, I don't even know how I'm going to follow that up, but I'm gonna try, and I'm gonna keep it to Salem. My number three is Maggie Horton. we didn't really get to see her being a mom to her own kids for quite a long time. And I don't really claim Daniel Jonas, but the mothering relationships that we did get to see with Lucas and with Brady, and even, I know Dylan doesn't like her, but I really did enjoy the Melanie Maggie relationship before they actually became related. She was basically mother to the entire town at one point, and
yeah, she was.
I kind of really miss that side of Maggie. We don't get to
Maggie.
We don't get to see that side of her since she's become Maggie Kiriakis. They've started recently before she became CEO Maggie. They kind of started going back to that a little bit, and I need them to remember who Aunt Maggie is and remember that we love to see those relationships because it's part of what makes Maggie the character we love so much. And that is why she is my number three. We are just moving right along. We are already at number two. Sarah, who's at number two for you?
Well, back to the terrible moms. Kristen DiMera is number two. If you're a Days watcher, I don't think I really need to tell you why she's a bad mother. And it's really odd that she's a bad mother because Kristen's whole character in the 90s anyway was her longing and having this desire to be a mom. And then when she finally gets the kid is such an afterthought and she just wants the dick that gave her the kid. And it's just, she's awful as a mother.
So are you entertained by her being awful? Is that why she's on your list?
No, she's on my list just because she's a terrible mother. It was entertaining in the beginning, but now it's just, it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over, and you know, you get to point, and it's just, she's just a terrible mother. Like, just terrible. Yeah.
I don't blame you for that choice, because you're definitely not wrong. Nick, what is number two for you?
My number two is a tie. And I'm going to start with the first half of the show that's no longer on. One Life to Live. Felicia Evans. Felicia raised three children. Two of them were good. I will say that. That first one, I don't know how to explain that. Maybe
he was just... I assume you're talking about Greg?
Yes. I didn't want to say his name, but... Greg was he was the lost cause, but Sean and Destiny, even though Destiny's really her grandchild, they turned out okay. They have good heads on their shoulders. They have common sense. And I also remember that time Felicia slapped fire out of Nora Buchanan in the courthouse. She was a mom who would go to war for her children. And there was nothing you could say or do to stop her. She didn't care who you were. She didn't care how much money you had. Don't cross her family. And the other one is on YNR. And she's very, very similar, to be honest. Drusilla Winters. Now, I didn't get to see a lot of Drew. I've seen a lot of her stuff probably through watching clips. But the way she would go to war for Lily and the way she went to war for Devon when he was in foster care, I don't think I've ever seen that on a soap. Or specifically, I don't think I've ever seen it on a soap with a Black woman or a Black character. Devon had the biggest chip on his shoulder. He didn't trust anyone. He was chaotic because he had been all over the place. And she was determined to be this rock for him. And she had to chip away at the walls that he put up. And when she finally did, that was his mom. Like, Yolanda may have birthed him, but that was Drusilla's son. And it kind of sucks because by the time they legally adopted him, her and Neil, she it wasn't long t before she they killed her off. So like, I don't think he or I think he or he, I don't think he or Lily ever really got to experience Drew enough, especially now that they're growing up and getting married and our parents themselves. Unfortunately, Devon's child is what it is. Because see, I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna say it. Because if Drew was here, that shit wouldn't have happened. Like Devon wouldn't have did no shit like that. He wouldn't have given his baby batter to that white lady.
Well,
I think her children have not been the same without her. And that proves just how important she was to them. They have been lost ever since. So Drusilla and Felicia Evans are my number two.
good choice.
Excellent choice. Dylan, what's number two for you?
Okay, walk with me a little more,
Oh
y'all.
my God,
All right.
Okay, I'm gonna assume this is mother and not one of
Yeah.
the other
Well,
two things. Okay.
sort of, but we're in the
Right,
middle
well,
with this one. We're in the middle with this one. We're
okay.
going to
I've got the.
LA. We're in these bold and beautiful streets, and it's Stephanie Forrester. Now, let's just get some things out of the way. Was she terrible? Frequently. Like there's no getting around that. However, Gangsta Granny was not always on the wrong side of history when it came to her children. Exhibit A. Y'all remember when she took the rap for Thorne when he shot Ridge? Because Pepperidge Farm remembers.
I didn't know she did that.
Y'all remember how when Felicia got cancer, she literally willed her daughter back from the dead. Like she was the only one who would not give up on that girl. How about the way she went up for Bridget when Brooke had her affair with Deacon? The way that she comforted Hope when Hope found out that Brooke had slept with Oliver. Stephanie laid hands down for children that, by all rights, she should not fuck with and should not want anything good for.
Touche.
So it's like she should have hated them. She did not. She was always, there were times where she was better to those children than their mother was. Argue with the wall. So it's like, yes, she did some things. Just a lot of things. Consistently. But like when you needed someone to go up for you, if you were Steffi, like, hey, she saw Liam for the trash that he was long before anyone else did. Smack the fire out of him when he set Steffi
Saw that clip.
Like, Stephanie is the type of mother that, okay, she gonna take you through it. And yes, you may have to go no contact for a while, but she ain't gonna let nobody else take you through it ever. So, like,
Allow it.
she's yeah, it's complicated. She's complex, and I liked that about her. I loved that about her. So, and the show has not been the same without her. The show has not been the same without her, and her family has not been the same without her.
Yeah, I can agree with that. They Yeah.
See?
Sorry to Stephanie Forrester.
See, I be having points.
Yeah, you're making points. Right, well, my number two is a bit of a bittersweet one given recent events, but it's Bobby Spencer. We just lost Jacqueline Zeman this week as we're recording this, and it's got me kind of going down a classic GH rabbit hole and watching a lot of Bobby Spencer stuff, particularly the stuff with Bobby and Elizabeth right after she was raped. That was like that's some of my favorite Bobby stuff. And honestly, Bobby was able to forgive Carly for everything that happened with Tony. Do you know how good of a mother you have to be able to forgive your child for something like that? And to
Damn,
then
a
be
good
able,
mother, a good person. Like,
right? That.
because Bobby used to be hell, but the fact that she managed to forgive that.
She forgave that and they managed to become close. Just, oh God. Bobby Spencer was really just that girl. Like Dylan said about Anna earlier, the same holds true for Bobby. She was a really good mom. She loved her kids. As problematic as some of them were, she did love them. She's there to, she was there to support all of her grandkids. We've seen her adv we saw her advising Jocelyn recently, like really recently. Like she wasn't really seen that much in recent years, but whenever she was, you could it was always important. There was always whatever she spoke, you listened to. Because you knew it was coming from a woman who lived a lot of life and knew from what she spoke. And that is why Bobby Spencer is my number two.
Good
Right,
choice.
we have reached our number one. Sarah, what is number one for you?
So my number one is also a tie, and my number ones are both terrible moms, but also mother. Dylan spoke on one of them, so I won't talk too much. I won't talk about her. Helena Cassaday is one. Y'all, she's fucking terrible. But she's so entertaining. Like, even this the couple last week or maybe the week before when we saw her scenes with Valentin when he was hallucinating Helena, I was just like, you bitch, but please more. I just want more. Like she's those men who like their fetishes are being talked to terribly. I feel like Helena. That is
Jesus.
me for Helena because anytime she's on, I'm like, this woman is terrible, but please give me more. I want more of this. For Helena, I am she is that girl. And then the second one, she's not, I mean, you could argue it's a soap, but whatever. Or you could not. I think it's a soap, but it's prime time. It's Maya Lewis, Olivia
Lord
Pope's mama from
Jesus
Scandal.
Christ. What? Oh, Jesus.
Y'all, just go watch Scandal. Just if for nothing else, just watch the few episodes that Candy Alexander is on, and you will understand why she is both a terrible mom, but she's also mother. She's just chef's kiss.
Yeah,
That's it.
mother lied, but she didn't lie.
Yeah, exactly. So those are my number ones.
All right, Nick, what's number one for you?
My number one is probably my favorite mom on soaps. She's from All My Children, and it's Angie Hubbard. I didn't meet Angie until 08, but the from what I've seen, I went back and watched. She made some mistakes early on as a mom, including giving him away. But when she got Frankie back, she never let that boy go. Even when his dad died, and she had to raise him on her own. And you would think the way he died, he probably wouldn't have as many good memories about his father, but because he was so young when it happened. But you can tell that in Jesse's absence, she positioned Jesse as such a hero to her son. Because when Jesse came back, it was like that nothing had stopped. Like nothing, there was no time that had been lost. A lot of time had been lost, but Frankie was so open and willing to let that man back into his life. And even Angie, when she came back, she was flipping out because her son was dying. And she was a doctor and she put on her big girl pants and figured out how to save her baby. Even before Jesse got back, she just figured it out. She like, okay, I'm sad, but I gotta figure this out. Debbie Morgan has a certain warmth about her that I don't think many characters have in daytime anymore. So Angie was like, she felt like home when it came time for her to be a mom to Cassandra again, when Cassandra came home, or on the spinoff when Cassandra was kidnapped. You could tell that no matter what those kids needed, she was always there and she was always willing to go to war for them. And I enjoyed seeing that. I miss seeing that. Even in the end on All My Children, the original, when she got found out she was pregnant.
Oh
And
Lord.
she had a tumor, and they was like, hey,
Oh God.
if you need to get this tumor removed, if you don't, you're gonna go blind. But she was like, no, but it also could affect her pregnancy. She was like, no, I would rather lose my eyesight than risk my baby. Angie would literally put herself through hell for her kids, is what I'm saying. I didn't want to mention that part, but she really would, and she was just always a nice person. And I have to point that out because oftentimes, specifically for Black women in soaps, if you are a nice person, they say, oh, you're not interesting. Oh, you're not
Yep.
compelling. Oh, you're boring. Oh, we don't really care. Let's dirty them up. But Angie proved that wrong every single time. Because of, I think it was because of Debbie's portrayal. You wanted to watch her. No matter what was happening in Angie's life, you wanted to see her. And I think that's probably the character. Her and Mary Mae Ward are probably the two characters, specifically female characters, and Drusilla, actually, that I think most Black female characters should be patterned after because their presence on their shows were just so large and looming, and they impacted everyone. So yeah, Angie's my number one. I miss Angie Hubbard.
Me too.
Yeah.
Dylan, what's number one for you?
Okay, well, my number one was going to be Drusilla, but Nick kind of covered all of the bases on her. So I'm gonna switch to someone else who is not a perfect mom, but that's why she's so like relatable and root worthy, and that's Elizabeth Weber on General Hospital.
Oh,
Yeah.
excellent choice.
I'll allow it.
Like Liz makes mistakes. I think that we can all acknowledge that even like I'm a super fan. That's that she's been my girl since she showed up on Audrey's porch way back in the day. Like since she was a cigarette smoking, Biggie listening to, school skipping, trying to scam beer out of Ruby, like big ball of trouble. She's been my girl. So like I can acknowledge that she's not a perfect parent, but that's what makes her such a relatable parent. She loves those boys. She would do anything for them. And when she messes up, she tries to fix it. And they know that they come first with their mom. And they are so secure in the way that she loves them. And she is just, they're such good little people.
Yeah, they are.
Like, Cam is probably a little too good, if we're
Yeah, he
honest.
is. Yeah, way too good.
But all of the chaos, like all of like the mess with Lucky, the back and forth with Rick, the weirdness with Jason, Drew, John Doe, And then, like, them finally finding like a stable place and having a loving, whether you liked it or not, I'll be the first to admit I was never really on the Liz and Franco train. However, that was a stable, loving, supportive family unit for those boys. And they adored that man. He adored them right back. And when they lost him, it would have been really easy for everything to just go to hell and fall apart if Elizabeth were not the type of mother that she is. She pulled her boys together. She pulled herself together. She got them through that hell. She's a good mom. She's not a perfect mom, but she's a really good mom. And we don't really get a lot of that on soaps because we don't really get to see people parent.
No, we don't.
But we've seen Elizabeth parent her boys, and we've seen Elizabeth be a lot of times the only parent for her boys, and she has shown up for them every single time. So she's my number one.
Excellent
Great
choice.
choice.
And my number one is from Days. It is Marlena Evans Black. I love Mama Marlena. And we actually got to see it a little bit in the week that just wrapped up. And she's a different kind of mom with each kid. Like you can really see like the different relationships she has with each of her children based on how she interacts with them. Like with Eric, she always like she loves all her kids, but with Eric, you can always tell he's the one that she will give the stern advice to, so to speak. With Belle, she just kind of sits and listens. And then with Brady, she's more of the one who she'll listen if he wants to talk, but their relationship is so complicated that she's so happy that they're in a good place that she doesn't usually push to give him advice, but she'll happily give it if he asks for it. And then she carried so much guilt over what happened with John, with Sammy, and so much of the last, I would say, basically all of the nine, most of the 90s and 2000s, she spent trying to make up for the night she spent with John that Sammy saw. And most moms, when they fuck up, they don't spend decades trying to fix it. At some point, they just give up and say, "Well, I've apologized. I've done everything I can do. There's nothing left. We're either going to have a relationship or we're not." She never gave up. And for that, she's my number one. Does anybody have any honorable mentions?
I have a couple.
Go ahead.
Good mom, Pilar Lopez Fitzgerald from Passions.
Teresa's mom.
Teresa and Luis's mom. I think she was a good mom. She did what she needed to do for her kids, and their dad wasn't. I don't remember what happened to their dad. I don't know if he had been presumed dead because I know at some point Martin comes back in the picture, but she did what she could. Raising four children, and I think for the most part they turned out okay. And then my other honorable mention that falls under the mother category is Tracy Quartermaine. Like
Good choice.
we've been seeing that since her return, and that speaks for itself.
Dylan, do you guys have any honorable mentions?
Have one that I wanted to mention on my list, but I forgot. It's Leslie Weber on General Hospital.
Oh, yes, because she was mom to both her kids and her grandkids.
She let when she, when Laura finally came into Leslie's life. It wasn't under the best circumstances. She didn't push Laura. She didn't try to force anything with Laura. Hell, she even had to send Laura back to her quote unquote adoptive parents because it just wasn't working out. But when she finally got her, Laura was hell on wheels. Laura accidentally killed this man as a teenager and did not remember shit about it. And Leslie said, I did it. I'm going on trial. I will go to jail before I let my baby go down for this because that nasty man was trying to was touching her, and that wasn't her fault. Then she basically look when Laura was sick, she basically raised her grandkids. She Lulu had a stable mother figure because of Leslie. Because when Laura got sick, Lulu was still a child. And she did it again with Spencer, and she made Nicholas act like he had some sense sometimes. Like it's just Leslie Weber. It's seeing her do that with one, two, from her child to her great grandchild. I don't think we get to see that often anymore. Because like maybe the only person I can think of that actually got to do that was Alice Wharton, but. That was one honorable mention I wanted to mention because Leslie managed to create or mold decent human, remotely decent human beings throughout chaos constantly. And they're still a mess. They are still a mess. But I think Laura is the type of mom she is now and grandma she is now because of Leslie. So she did a lot of things right. Go, Leslie.
All right. That's it. This has been our top five mothers. Anybody else have any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Carly's a terrible mother.
Who's produced somewhat terrible children?
Oh yeah, they're all terrible. Even
Yeah,
the
they're
I
really,
adored
they're
Morgan. He was a
soft.
mess too.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we will let Nick have the last word on that one, and we will see y'all next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Y'all.